أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. With regard to the Kaaba Sharif and its great virtues, and that it is far superior than Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, and the Jews had made this complaint and this accusation that why didn't Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Islam choose Baytul Muqaddas as the Qibla, why have they turned to the Qibla in Makkah Sharif, the Baytullah which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had built. Various other reasons had been given. Yeah, further Allah says one of the great virtues of the Kaaba Sharif is that Allah Ta'ala had made on all the people the Hajj of Baytullah of Kaaba Sharif Farad. So this was also a great sign. Never ever was Hajj Farad to Baytul Muqaddas. There never ever in the history was Hajj made it for us that you must go to Baytul Muqaddas. But Kaaba Sharif always it has been, even long before the revelation of the Quran Sharif, from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, there was always Hajj carrying on. Though in the days of ignorance, the pagan Arabs also made Hajj, but they did all the wrong rituals in their Hajj. But Hajj carried on, and always it was to Kaaba Sharif. And people from the east and the west, north and south, all along in history have been making Hajj to Kaaba Sharif. And then besides that, when they reach there, all the Anwarat, all the Noor, the Barakat, and all the Fuyuz are kept preserved in the Kaaba Sharif, where in fact every Nabi had made Hajj to Kaaba Sharif. All the Awliya have made Hajj, and all their Barakat and their Anwarat are preserved there. And this Allah Ta'ala gives to whoever enters there. And he comes with an open and clean heart, then that person gets all that Barakat. So this is exclusive for Baytullah. And the great benefits that are in there, which people get, this was only for Kaaba Sharif. Then Allah Ta'ala, in His great mercy and kindness, Allah made it farad Hajj, because the benefits are so great. Every command of our deen is for our benefit. To make namaz is for our benefit. To keep rozas is for our benefit. Allah does not benefit anything. Allah doesn't get anything if we keep rozas, we make namaz. The full benefit is for us. And the great benefit of Hajj is also for us. And this was also the great kindness of Allah, and it proves the great virtues of the Kaaba Sharif, that Allah did make Hajj farad, so that everyone goes there and he gets the full benefit. And what he needs in his life really, all that he can get when he goes to for Hajj to Baytullah Sharif, or he goes for Umrah. Then Allah Ta'ala in His great mercy and kindness has not made it farad on every individual. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Jo shakhs kudrat rakhta ho, uske taraf raah chalne ki. It is for that person who has the means to go to Kaaba. That is, he has the financial means that he can reach the Kaaba. In our times now, that he has the money that he can go by air, he can reach there, or any other mode of transport. And then all his expenses also he has. Not that he becomes a burden on anyone. And if he's a family person, he's got responsibilities of his family. He must have so much money that leave behind for his family, that they can also survive and carry on with life for those people. So Allah Ta'ala has made it completely practical. It is, the benefits are so good, so great, that everyone should want to go. And for everyone who should have been made farz, even if you can't afford it, because the benefits are so great. But then Allah Ta'ala made it For those who cannot afford it, it isn't for us, on those people. And this, when the benefits are so great and a person still doesn't go, then as it comes in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala doesn't care about that person, woman kafara or jo na mani, a person who doesn't believe that the Kaaba was the first ma'bad, the first place of worship for mankind, and he doesn't believe that Hajj is farz, and so he makes kufr. If that is the case, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, تو پھر اللہ پرواہ نہیں رکھتا جہاں کے لوگوں کی. Allah doesn't care for anyone then. Allah is not in need of anyone. If a person doesn't want to believe in Allah, he doesn't believe that Hajj is farz, he doesn't believe in the virtues and the great honor of the Kaaba Sharif, he does it all to his own detriment, Allah does not care. Allah does not care about such a person. And then as it comes in the hadith, such a person can die as a Jew or a Christian, who on whom farz, Hajj was farz, and he doesn't make for Hajj, and he denies the validity of Hajj, and he can die as a Christian or a Jew, Allah does not care about such a person. So it is all exhortation, encouragement for us that we must respect and honor the Kaaba Sharif and take the full advantage and the full benefits that there are in the Kaaba Sharif. For us, for example, it comes in the hadith that a person who makes his Ishraq namaz, he gets the sawab of Hajj and Umrah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said three times, Tam, 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 full, full sawab. There is no doubt in it. Just by making your Ishraq namaz, you get the full sawab of Hajj and Umrah. Also, when we are standing in our namaz, we must make sure that our feet are facing the Kaaba, so that we can get all the benefits. Also, as we mentioned, when we are sleeping, make sure that our legs don't face Kaaba. And especially when we go for Hajj and Umrah, and we are right there at the Haram in the hotel, they've been designed such that the legs face towards the Kaaba. We must take great precaution. And also, yeah, also, and even when we go there, the toilets also must be very careful that we don't sit and or our backs don't face the Kaaba Sharif. If a person respects the Kaaba as it is supposed to be respected, he will be getting subconsciously all the time the great virtues and the great barakat of the Kaaba Sharif. So may Allah Ta'ala let us understand the value of what we have got. We have got this great treasure, but we are not appreciating them. It is for those who go to Kaaba Sharif for Hajj Umrah, and it is for those who are not going also. Allah made it a place that for Adil Alameen, for the whole world. Wherever you are, you can benefit from Kaaba Sharif. So, and if you are rich or poor, you can benefit. You're an alim or you're not an alim. You're a man or a woman. You're a grown-up person or a child. Everyone can benefit from Kaaba Sharif, and it must not happen. We spend our whole life and we didn't take the great benefits that we should have taken of Kaaba Sharif, and we did not bring them in our lives. It will be a very sad that as Muslims, and we have got Quran Sharif and Allah has explained it to us, and still we did not benefit from the Kaaba. When everyone can benefit, those who go there and those who can't go, all can get the great benefit. And if still we lose out, it is to our great, great harm and detriment. And all the time we can benefit from Kaaba Sharif. So we must not lose out in any way. Allah has given us, the Jews and Christians, they object to it. We don't object, but if we don't take benefit from it, so it is also we, in which category are we also then? The Jews and Christians, they have lost out completely, that they did not bring Iman, they don't face the Kaaba, and they have objections in facing the Kaaba. We have got Iman, but we don't take the benefit of it. So we will be also very great losers, and each one of us must think for ourselves that what am I benefiting from this great treasure which is there and which is for the whole of mankind. mubarakun wa hudan lil alamin, full of barakat and full of hidayat for the entire universe, for everything. And if I'm not getting benefit from there, I'm losing out very greatly. May Allah give us all tawfiq.